All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. The Fond du Lac City Council met last night for the first time since the city declared a state of emergency amid a coronavirus pandemic. And the city did meet in person in the legislative chambers last night. Many local governmental bodies across the state of Wisconsin are not meeting at all at this time. The state legislature, the state senate, is not meeting because of the coronavirus pandemic. And says when they do, if they do meet, they will meet virtually. Other governmental bodies locally, the school board canceled its meeting this week. But the Fond du Lac City Council did meet. They met in person, and there was a little bit of a change in the configuration as they tried to spread out the council members a little bit. There were still 14 city council and staff members in the legislative chambers, despite the governor's order banning any sized gatherings in the state. Joining us on this segment of the show, City Council President Brian Kohlstedt. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure having you on the program. All right. Is the council going to meet in person in the future if you do indeed hold future meetings, or did the council discuss meeting virtually in the future like most governmental bodies are doing?
We didn't have a discussion about that last night, although we do have a policy in place now that any council member can call in if they would prefer for any future meetings. And actually, last night, that was an option for all council members.
What kind of a message is the council sending when the governor orders no gatherings of any kind, and then you have 14 people in the legislative chambers? And I felt uncomfortable being in the legislative chambers last night.
It was a little bit unusual. There is an exception for government bodies, but we did take some precautions to make sure that we were keeping social distancing. And yes, of course, it's not ideal, but we do want to keep going with our business for the city.
All right. The other thing that seems strange to me is the issues that were discussed. It seemed odd, almost surreal, to be talking about a pavilion at Lakeside Park when people across the state are dying. One death in Fond du Lac County, people are losing their jobs, and the city council, instead of talking about what can the city do to help people in the city of Fond du Lac who are dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, you folks are talking about moving forward with a design plan for a Lakeside Park pavilion. Was that appropriate?
Well, we did spend a lot of time talking about the emergency declaration, what the city is doing to help out people as much as possible, as much as the city is able to do. But as far as the rest of it, the city business must go on as planned. And of course, we do take into consideration the effect that this will have on the public. And it was brought up while we were discussing the pavilion, the fact that there may be limited access from the public to the meeting itself, and that if there is a concern about proceeding, that there would be an opportunity to address that in the future before any action has been taken.
Well, you said city business needs to go on. Other governmental bodies are saying, no, it doesn't. And that issues that are non-essential certainly don't need to be taken up at this time. And the city council, the Fond du Lac City Council, is saying that these issues do need to be taken up. The state senate had several very important statewide issues that they needed supposedly to take up in March, and they said no. But the city council feels that these issues were important to take up at this time, that they were essential. These were really essential to take up at this time.
Since we were meeting anyways, I believe it is important to keep these discussions going so that when we do finally get back to a point where we can address these, we're not going to be rushed for an answer without additional input. The plan for the pavilion, you know, things may be back to normal in a month or so, or even 2 months if it goes on that long. And we would be looking at that point to proceed with any construction projects that we had planned for the year, that we had budgeted for the year, and to not have that input, that conversation ongoing as much as we could would be a disservice as well.
Okay. The other issue was a public safety referendum that the city council initially planned to put on the November ballot that would have had a major impact for taxpayers of the city of Fond du Lac. Given the circumstances, again, with the local economy and with the state of emergency and the health impact of the coronavirus, what's the council doing in that regard?
Well, we did have a lot of information presented last night about the funding sources and how this might proceed. And then we were informed that we do now have the possibility to bring this up as an April referendum instead of a November referendum. So that there seemed to be consensus on that, that that would be preferable over the November option. And that would definitely give us more time to talk about this referendum and also to have some recovery from this current crisis before we actually did have ask the public to vote on it.
Do you think it would be wise to maybe just put everything on hold, just table everything until we know where we're at with the coronavirus instead of continually talking about these things?
That was mentioned last night during the agenda. Ms. Richards offered an amendment to the agenda to eliminate some of the items from discussion, and that vote failed. So we decided that that was still important to continue talking about this. If we were there, it was important to keep those discussions going, keep the information out there, keep the public informed.
It's important to keep the public informed. The public can't attend these meetings like they normally could. With the Lakeside Park question, one of the council members, Kay Miller, suggested that the city council put out a survey to get the public's feedback on what they want to see happen at Lakeside Park. So if the council is concerned about what the public wants, what did the council decide with Kay Miller's survey?
And that was just an input item, and we did not take a formal action on that. There was some resistance to the idea of having a survey. There were several members that were in favor of pursuing that, and that may be brought back for an action item in the future. Some of the concerns were related to the effectiveness of a survey, especially if it couldn't be done scientifically, which we wouldn't be able to allocate the resources for that at this time. But I feel that even having some well-worded questions could give us some direction on what we could do in the future, how we should proceed in the future, knowing that we have the current master plan approved, what items should be the priority, and if there's a desire to move items around within the park.
In the future, do you think the council will reconsider, regardless of what the issue is? You're the council president. Are you going to consider holding council meetings on a regular basis to continue talking about whatever these issues are? Or are you going to, I guess my question is, during this time, is it important to talk about every little issue like this in the future? Or are you going to maybe approach things a little differently?
Well, that's something that we'll have to see as we go along. And of course, that's on the back of everyone's mind as we have these discussions, and we're taking consideration into what it might mean taking on these these decisions under these circumstances. And I don't think that's lost on anyone at the council.
All right. Fond du Lac City Council President Brian Kolstad. Brian, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.